Monday, the 9th of December. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today we are celebrating the Feast of the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary. That's a lot of big words, isn't it? So we're in the middle of all of this thinking about the coming of Jesus, and now we're thinking about Mary. So what's the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary? Well, it really means that Mary was conceived in a special way that meant that she wasn't really tainted with original sin in the way that you and I are, so that she was just a special person. So I think a helpful way for us kids to think about this is to think about Mary as someone who was born into a really loving home, someone who was born into a family that was just able to protect her a little more maybe than our families might. And so she grew up just being that little bit more good, that she's protected, in, if you like, from original sin in a way, that she's protected from all of that damage that we are all born into by being human beings. So we're really seeing someone who is more than ordinarily open to God, someone who is able to say yes to God with great inner freedom. You and I are asked every day of our lives to say yes to God, and a lot of the time we say no. No, God, today I'm not going to be a generous person, I'm going to be selfish. No, God, today I'm not going to give fully of myself, I'm only going to give a little bit of myself. God, today I'm not going to trust you completely with my life. I'm just going to trust you a little bit. I know that's true for me. I think it's true for most of us. But Mary says yes to God with a big yes, with her whole heart. She trusts her whole self to God. She says a full yes to God. And I think that's really the important thing that we're thinking about when we think about this Feast of the Immaculate Conception. We're thinking about someone whose trust in God is so strong that she's able to say yes with her whole heart and to live that yes for the rest of her life. And so she is special. She's special in her capacity to say yes to God. But she's like you and like me. She's a human being. A human being who says yes to God. And so she becomes a model for us. We want to be like Mary. We want to also ourselves be able to say yes to God. So we were thinking about the Annunciation last week. And of course, today's feast brings up the Annunciation for us again. We think a little bit more about Mary's capacity to say yes to God. And your and my capacity to say yes to God. You know, Mary, when she said yes to God, she wasn't a lot older than you guys are now. She was a bit older, but she was probably a teenager, because that's how young people were when they were getting married at that time. They weren't finishing school and finishing matric and being 18 or 19 and then getting married. They were probably getting married more like 15, 16, 17. So younger than we get married. So she wasn't that much older than you guys are. And yet she had this amazing capacity to say yes to God. She was a young woman able to say yes in a big way. I want you to think now about how this Advent might you say yes to God. What do you think God is asking of you right now, this Advent? What's going on at home? Maybe you're spending time with your cousins, your young brothers and sisters. Maybe you're spending time with your grandparents, aunts and uncles. Maybe there are lots of family things happening. Often at Christmas there's a lot of family stuff going on. People visiting. There's lots to be cooked and cleaned and sorted. How is God inviting you to say yes to God now at home now? Maybe your yes is saying to Mom, I'll take my little brother and sister and go play in the garden. I'll I'll go and play with them in my room. It's fine. You don't have to worry, Mom. I can see you busy. Maybe it's saying, Mom, do you need help with the dishes? Or, can I bake something for Christmas? Or, can I help do the laundry? Or, can I sweep? Or whatever. I want you to think in your own house, in your own home, practically. How is God saying to you, come, help me build my kingdom in your house? Is it by going and sitting and listening to your grandparents? Spending time just being with them, letting them talk to you, letting them tell you stories of when they were young? Is it making them tea or coffee or washing their feet? What is it that God asks you to do? I invite you to really open your eyes, have big eyes. Have the big eyes of God that look around your home, look around your house. See, what is it that God wants me to do? How can I say yes to God in my own home? Maybe you're being invited to say yes to God beyond your own home. Maybe someone comes to your house asking for food. Maybe Mom talks to you about other children who don't have anything at the moment. Can we give them something that is ours? Can we share something with them for Christmas? So really, I invite you to think this Advent about how is God asking me to show his love in the world? How can I be like Mary and say yes to God? Let's close our eyes now. Lord, you helped Mary to have a big heart so that she could see and hear what you wanted from her. And you helped her to say yes to you. Help us too to have big hearts and big eyes to see what we need to do, to hear what we need to say, so that we may say yes to you, that we can be like Mary in our generous love. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.